Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the 48th Annual Sun and Fun Expo. International Expo, they call it. We have changed. I go back to the days of the fly-in, and it's just so hard to keep from saying the Sun and Fun fly-in, but it's not. It's an international expo, and it has grown to be quite an operation. If you have not been to a Sun and Fun, please come. If you have been to a Sun and Fun, come back, because every year it gets a little bit more dynamic, more open, more vendors, more exhibitionists, more performers, more everything. And it's so good to be back. Last year was, of course, sparse with our pandemic going on. But at the Florida Aviation Network, it is free and in the clear. We are streaming live, and this is for aviation safety. And we have a group of volunteers. We've got Jack, Andrew, Bob on our cameras. We have folks behind the production panel there that are putting all this together for you. And this is for your recognition of aviation safety. And every time that we come up with new guests, it's just a pleasure to welcome them on the set here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, across from the Aerospace Center for Excellence. Things have been changing around here dramatically, so please come back if you haven't. But in light of that, stay here with us, and we'll try to bring as many compelling information packed stories to you regarding aviation safety. Today, we have a gentleman, actually two gentlemen, that are going to talk to us about the Wings Industry Network. And if you are not familiar with it, you will be after this interview. But please join me in welcoming Paul Berger.
Thank
Paul,
you.
Welcome to Florida Aviation Network.
It.
Ron Timmermans, I'll touch you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, tell us just a brief, a kind of a snapshot of the Wings Industry Network, and then I want to get into some information from Paul about what his involvement is with the Wings Industry Network.
Okay, well, I'll take a stab at giving you an overview of the Wings Industry Network. It's a fairly new organization. We've been in existence a little over a year, and we're a 501c3 corporation, so a not-for-profit entity. We've got a specific mission and goals, and it is to reduce the accident incident rate among general aviation pilots by promoting pilot proficiency and aviation maintenance technician proficiency through use of the FAA Wings Pilot Proficiency Program. So that's kind of at the core of what we're doing. It's somewhat unique in that we're not just promoting the use of the Wings program, but we are allying with other aviation entities in the industry, folks like the NAFI organization, the SAFE organization for instructors, Hartzell Propeller, Redbird Flight Simulators, and a whole host of them. There's like over 30 companies now that are part of our network, our Wings Industry Network, all with a central theme or a core value of safety in everything they do. And so together, like-minded about safety, we're trying to promote safety, reducing accident rates, and getting people to use the Wings program to maintain and complete their proficiency. Mm. So that's it in a nutshell. We've got some products that I'll tell you about in just a bit, but that's the overview that you had asked for. So there you go.
Thank you, Ron. And Ron, you speak so eloquently. Do you do this for a living, or?
No, Ben. I studied my understudy. I was the understudy to the infamous Ben Coleman, who you know from this Florida Aviation Network. And so I've enjoyed doing this, and I've learned a lot from Ben.
Well, thank you, Ron. But I tell you, Paul.
Yes, sir.
You, I think, bring something special to the table here, and folks are going to be one kind of wondering, who is this Paul Berger fella? And we just developed, I just learned that you have used aviation as, I kind of used it as a tool, and you admitted that you learned quite a bit about aviation, started in college, and you have grown to become, I would call you a philanthropist, if you will. But tell us just a little bit about your industry exposure, and I mean, you're an ATP, and how aviation has helped you and how you want to help aviation. I understand you've been in it over 20 years, and tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, let's take the 20 years. I've been retired over 20 years, so I have not been an active aviator in that period of time. But what is my passion is general aviation safety, and more particularly promoting the FAA 850 division of the FAA safety team's Wings Pilot Proficiency Program, because I believe that persons who participate in the program will be safer pilots. And the whole objective is to reduce the nation's accident and incident rate, which obviously means that if we reduce that, the fatalities go down. And the fatalities seem to be somewhat level year after year, and that is 400 people end up in the fatality, pilots and passengers. And the reason I'm continuing to be active in this is because it reached a situation where a personal friend had a fatality, was involved in a fatality, and it lingers forever and ever. So it was 25 years ago that friends allowed their brother to pick up the niece, their daughter, in Long Island, and he was in Westport, Connecticut. It was just a short flight over to Long Island, and it was a beautiful, clear August day, and he was just going to pick up his niece and bring her home. He was a newly minted seaplane pilot, and his nephew happened to hear that he's going to pick up his sister, and he was invited to come on board together with his best man. The wedding was to have been in the next month. And the pilot decided that he would treat the kids. He loaded up the airplane with fuel while he was on the ground, and he decided to take them to Block Island, and he decided he would land in the ocean. Well, no one lands in the ocean at Block Island. They land in the channel. And he realized he wasn't going to be safe. He did a go-around, stalled, and everyone was killed. And so that's the reason that I am still active in this and passionate about it, and trying desperately to get more and more aviators to participate in the Wings Pilot Proficiency Program.
Well, and Paul, that is, I mean, accidents, people just cannot imagine the impact when you have an aviation accident, and trust me, I know. You're right. You got me. But when you put your money where your mouth is, I mean, a lot of people say, yeah, I support aviation safety. Well, you can support it by your time. You can support it by sharing some of your financial rewards, but how does it work to put the money into the organization, and how do you choose an organization in order to provide you funds?
Well, the first answer is we're a 501c3, so we're a nonprofit, and the second thing is in order to make an impact, you have to have working capital. And initially, I gave a major gift to the Air Safety Foundation, and they have been managing to do good things. But we're on a different track right now because we're focused on principally the, working as the promotion for 850 and the Wings Pilot Proficiency Program. So it requires more money. Fortunately, I'm in a position to be able to do that. And I'm going to ask you guys to give money also. Do we have a hat? We can pass the hat.
And
we're going to have to pass the hat virtually because this is a live stream event. But
we've got a cup. Pass the cup. But honestly, we do. I know Ron contributes. We contribute. Melody and I. We put money in to help with organizations, not nearly to the level that you do. But without funding and without the capital, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we can have the best intentions and the best programs in the world, but if we don't have the horsepower and the fuel to get it out to the people, and folks like you are able to provide us with that fuel.
It's my pleasure.
And it's interesting to Paul has been an advocate for aviation safety for many, many years. But several years ago, he and his late wife, Fran, decided to put up $50,000 in a sweepstakes format. And this is given out in $10,000 increments each year. And as many as 10 pilots benefit from these sweepstakes drawings. To qualify for them, a pilot has to complete a phase of wings, which, as Paul mentioned, is very important. We know that participating in the WINGS programs yields safer pilots with reduced accident rates. So that's just a given that if you do the WINGS program, you will likely be a safer pilot. And so this is good. So Paul thought, okay, and Paul and his wife thought, let's reward those pilots and give them a chance of earning some cash money. And so Paul, you've done this now for four years?
This is the fourth year.
Fourth year.
And you were one of the winners.
I was. So
that's how we
benefited. Indeed, it was. So each year, four pilots win $1,500. Four more pilots, four different pilots win $750, and two pilots win $500. That's a total of $10,000 each year that Paul has put up for these awards. And again, all pilots have to do is complete a phase of wings, or AMTs, complete a phase of wings, and then they put their name in the hat, and it's a random drawing at the end of the year. And as Paul mentioned earlier, oftentimes they forget that they've even put their name in the hat. So when Paul calls them to say, hey, you're a winner, they go, a winner of what? And they're a little bit suspect to Paul because they're thinking, am I getting pulled in? But they are delighted, of course, when they see this check come in the mail signed by Paul for the WINGS Industry Network, awarding them cash prizes for something that they realize they should do anyway. So this is a real good incentive for folks.
So if you put in your name in the hat, and you get a call.
After you complete a phase of wing.
After you put up wing, but you got to participate to get the award, but they're not calling you to extend your auto insurance.
Now, let me explain how the process works. If you earn a phase of a wing, your information gets to Division 850, which is the FAST team. Mm-hmm. The FAST team sends a notice to you, the pilot, congratulating you on having completed your phase and telling you that as a result, you can get a lapel pin from a FEMCO for the achievement level that you have of the level of the wing program. And in addition to that, if you wish, you could participate in the pilot in the sweepstake. Mm-hmm. And so they put their name in the hat that way.
So you do have to respond back.
You have to respond back. Okay. And it's voluntary.
Yeah.
So the fact that you earn a phase of a wing, I'm not going to know about you unless you wish to allow me to put you in the drawing.
Excellent.
All explained on the FAASafety.gov website, of course, and it makes it pretty easy because that's where you go to get validated for a WINGS credit as well. But while I'm on that topic of the FAASafety.gov website, Ben, you've probably been there before, and Paul and I mm-hmm. have, and many pilots as well, to say that it's streamlined and easy to use would be a stretch. It is a very challenging website with a busy homepage, and to get to the parts you want is many times difficult. So we recognize that one of the disadvantages or the reasons that pilots and CFIs don't use the WINGS program is because it's difficult to figure out what to do on the FAASafety.gov website. So our WINGS Industry Network, this new group that we've just started, is looking at ways to make the job easier for CFIs and for pilots so that they will be more incentivized just from an ease of using the website. So to that end, we have developed an application for a smartphone where a pilot will be able to complete a flight review, say, or an IPC if that's what he or she is doing. They click on a special app that we have for their smartphone. They will be able to request credit for an IPC or a flight review or some activity that they have just recently completed with a CFI. And the CFI then will be able to use his or her smartphone and immediately validate credit. This is going to be so easy that the pilot and the instructor, the CFI, will be able to do this before they even leave the airport. So before, the pilot would have to go back home, get on his or her computer, get into the website, figure out what it is that they think they qualified for, and then request credit. It goes to the instructor. He or she has to do the same process and validate it. Now it's going to be a matter of just a few moments, and the pilot will have requested and the CFI will have validated credit for that activity. Same thing with the DPEs in doing a check ride. Once the pilot is finished with the check ride and successful in their endeavor of getting the new rating or the new certificate, he or she and the DPE will be able to do the same thing and give Wings credit for it. So the Wings Industry Network then is all about trying to make the program easier to use and more so people will be incentivized to use it. And we know if you use the Wings program and you continue to use it, you're going to be a safer pilot and you're going to help our collective goal of driving the accident rate to zero, which is an achievable goal. We just all have to get behind that.
And tell me about Easy Wings.
Well, that's the app that I'm talking about for the smartphone. We're calling it Easy Wings because it will be easy. Well, this is the segue that I was pitching to you so that you could pitch it back to me, Ben. That's good. We're working in sync here. And I stole some of your thunder, Paul. You had some things you were going to talk about, Easy Wings as well, and the purpose behind it, or did I?
Well, I think you did beautifully. I'll digress and tell you that 15 years ago, I financed a national survey, and the FAA put it out through SPANS, and anyone who wished to participate in the survey could. And 10,000 people participated, and it was not a 10 question. It took quite a period of time to fill it out. And the bottom line we found then was exactly what Ron spoke about a moment ago. The reason that the people who knew about the Wings program did not help or promote it, it was because it was too complicated, and basically they were not getting paid to do it. Mm-hmm. So it was not on an agenda where it was mandatory. And then Kevin Clover, who was then the national fast team manager, is now running 850 and with others. He did another survey and found the same thing was true 10 years later. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we, the Wings Industry Network, decided that we were going to make the difference. And we're in the beta stage right now. We have 4 DPEs throughout the country beta testing the product. And we're getting superb reviews. The government is allowing us to make changes. But don't forget, we're promoting just the government's program. Mm-hmm. And so we're very excited about this. We hope to be able to make an official national announcement at AirVenture.
Wow. Well, yep. Paul, without, again, the thanks for your generosity to the industry, and it's for the right reason. It's really, we keep saying this, it's all for the cause, but and I use the term for the love and romance, and it's also for the trauma and the terror.
Yeah,
because that's what really brings us to this pinnacle, and when we're able to take our volunteers and our set, we get bounced around Sun and Fun just like popcorn. So someday we would like to have a home that we can call our set. This is our official FAA Fast Team Florida Aviation Network set.
Great.
But that's what we're working toward, and hopefully it will be to drive that keep the accident rate. And we did talk about having a good year or a bad year. It doesn't matter because if you have one accident, it's too many. And that's why we're very, very aggressive at trying to get folks to do the right thing. And the system from the very beginning was flawed. So we can make it safer. The demonstration, I think it was Lieutenant Selfridge, the very first fatality back in the Wright Flyer. There's things that we've learned since then, and we continue to learn things. But if we don't have a way to get it out to the people, it's just going to continue to happen. And the biggest thing is making those decisions, aeronautical decision making. The FAST team is just dogmatic about getting that message out. And through your support and your, again, your generosity, got fuel in the tank. We can take that message and get it out there.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to also mention that Sully, we all know who Sully is, endorsed the product and our mission. And if you go onto our website, you can click on his remarks. But the bottom line of his remarks really was the fact that he says to us general aviation people that we have an added responsibility that he did not have because we're flying family and friends. Exactly. And that's the huge difference. So if it's one fatality, it's one too many.
Agreed. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You too, big guy.
Thanks, man.
And we're going to wrap this one up. But it's been touching, it's been informative, and I don't know about you, but I am going to the Wings Industry Network website as soon as I get a chance. And I'm going to be getting that app on this little fella right here, Easy Wings. Ben Coleman, your host, Florida Aviation Network, Sun and Fun, number 48. We'll see you next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.